Welcome to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. The podcast is produced for leaders, young and experienced, in ministry and the marketplace. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
Welcome back to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. Sure glad you're listening today. We've got a special guest by way of phone into the studio. Her name is Dr. Andrea Hazim, and I'm so glad to have her, and you're going to meet her and hear about a new program that she's developed in the Elevate Life Educational Foundation. We'll get to Dr. Hazim just after this word from our sponsor.
MegaFest is more than just a festival. It's an experience. MegaFest 2017 is this summer's best family vacation experience ever. Featuring music, inspiration, a family expo, and more, MegaFest has something for everyone. MegaFest is four fun-filled days packed with entertainment and empowerment that will strengthen your family. Prepare to be encouraged at Woman Thou Art Loosed, Manpower, Mega Youth, and Mega Kids, and round out your experience at Mega Fit, a Time to Laugh comedy show, and the International Faith and Family Film Festival. Experience all this and more in one place. Feel the excitement, live the experience at MegaFest 2017 in Dallas, Texas.
Well, I promised you an interview with Dr. Hazim. She's got a lot of great things going on for young people. I'm going to let her tell you most about it, but I'm excited about it. I've caught the vision for what she's doing, mainly because of my work with youth and with young college students, and particularly with millennials. So, Dr. Hazim, welcome to the studio and welcome to the Charisma Podcast Network.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Green. It is a pleasure to be here, and I'm so excited to have a great conversation with you and talk about all the things God's doing.
Amen. Well, I want to give out your website right now before we get deep into the interview, in case people want to call it up while we're talking, and then we'll, of course, give it out again throughout the show. But you can find Dr. Hazim and her program on identify.life, identify.life. And you'll want to see it when you hear some of the things that she's going to talk to you about. There'll be several reasons why you want to look at that site. So just tell us, in a nutshell, how did the Lord lead you into this nonprofit foundation?
Oh my goodness, it's such a long story. I'm going to keep it really, really short, but I really never intended to have a nonprofit. I started out having a youth leadership camp. That is my heart. I'm a mom of three sons. They're all still teenagers. And we home educate, and I am around a lot of people who love to instill leadership in their teens. So that's where I started, was in this world in South Florida and just raising up young leaders. I would do events all the time. I would bring them to go do service projects, like we would serve at the mayor's prayer breakfast or different leadership events. And I said, you know, I want to do more. I want to do a summer camp. It was just a dream in my heart. And so I launched 3 years ago.
A summer camp for what age group?
Well, the teens that come are usually 13 and up. And even after high school, they come that last summer before college, which is the perfect way to launch your life before college, kind of experiential hands-on training in leadership. And the tagline for Camp Identify, which is what we're talking about, is I stand, I lead, and I serve. And what I found, Dr. Green, is that there are a lot of people who don't know what to stand for. Mm-hmm. They don't even know who they are.
Right.
You know, it's unfortunate that these young people, I see them, I want to call them young leaders, but they don't know who they are. Really. And it's kind of sad, because if we don't know that we are literally the son and daughter of God, of the King of the universe, and it means something about the way we live our lives, the way we see ourselves, then it's almost like a horse that never gets out of the gate, or somebody just sitting on the sidelines of their life. And I find that to be a very big waste of potential. So I'm very passionate about sparking that flame in them and showing them that they were born for greatness. I love to tell them that they're eagles, and they are meant to soar to the high places, and they're not a barnyard chicken scratching around on the ground looking down at its feet all day. And they laugh when I say that. So really what I've done with Camp Identify is I've created what I call an eagle's nest. And when these teens, and even in their 20s, the ones in their 20s, I call them mentors, they come, and I'm mentoring them how to mentor the teens. Mm-hmm. So they have their own level of experience, but it's an incredible way to do leadership, and it's 7 days long this summer.
Tell me about the ideal young person. Give me an age group, a quality of life person. When you see someone, how do I know that they're going to benefit from Elevate Life?
Well, you know, I don't think that there's anybody who can't, but, you know, a typical teen that I see, my kids go to youth group, And they come home and they tell me, you know, there's a certain remnant who really love the Lord, and then there's the rest who have the Christianese and the churchianity, and they know what to say and what to do. Mm-hmm. But their parents don't really know their real lives. Right. Those, to me, break my heart the most, because on the outside, they look like the good Christian kid, maybe going to the Christian school and knowing the lingo, but on the inside, they're really dying. Like a family in particular, I'll give you an example. This young woman that my son knew, unfortunately, she at 14 made a bad decision and texted a naked picture of herself to her boyfriend, okay. who then sent it to the whole football team. And then you can't even imagine all that what happened to her. Her parents knew nothing about it. All they knew was that she was crying out for help. She started cutting and tried to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, my son is trying to be her good friend and counselor, and he's not equipped for that. So I started mentoring this young woman, and so that's an extreme situation.
But not really. It's not so extreme. It's almost everyday normal across high schools. Don't you see it a lot? What's the suicide rate these days?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know the exact statistics, but if you look at the CDC reports, the self-harm and suicide rates are going through the roof. And the sad thing is parents are too busy to notice. Parents are not in control. They're not monitoring the electronic use. I know because we have phone etiquette. I'm very big on protocol and etiquette. I teach my children that their social skills with even with media. So they are not allowed to text anybody after 10:30 on a weekday or 11 on the weekend. And I see their, and I, sometimes I even take the phone out of the room overnight and I see the phone blowing up with texting. Like in the morning, I look 2 a.m., 3 a.m. and social media, Snapchat, Instagram. And I'm thinking, do these kids' parents not know what they're doing all through the night under the covers?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know. They have no idea.
You're right. So again, I want to go back to this person, the student that needs you, the cry out. As we're to help recruit and find these folks that you can help, what do you do for them during this camp that sends them back on the road to recovery?
Well, the best way that I can answer that is really the whole vision and mission of Elevate Life Educational Foundation, which is to help people discover their God-given identity. And so really, there's nobody that it doesn't affect, honestly, Dr. Green, nobody. I mean, even the smiley, happy, well-adjusted teenager on the inside has things where they're not sure of who they are or what they're good for. And in one of my teachings, I call it the slimes of self-sabotage. And one of the famous self-sabotages is fear and anger and unforgiveness, but there's more subtle ones that are unworthiness and that scarcity mindset that would tell us, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough. That is epidemic in the teen and 20-year-old world. Have you noticed how they all take selfies? Everything's a selfie.
Sure.
Everything is on stage. There's not a moment of downtime in these young people's lives. I feel sorry for them. Until they're unplugged a little bit, you know?
Right.
But so really, my passion is for everyone and anyone. And so I hope that answers the question.
Yes. Have you heard of that app that's out that monitors how many times you pick your phone up a day?
No.
There is. You may want to look for it. It's a really powerful app. I told a church the other day, I said, I found that app. I put it on my phone, and the first day I broke it. Of overuse.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I didn't.
Wow.
But most of our young people would. They live with it. I was in an airport yesterday, and I just people watched because I was delayed and had to sit still for 4 hours. And I watched how many people were dependent upon that phone and that technology. They were sitting next to each other, you know, families who were getting together on their way to Disney, and they were all on their phones. That's how their vacation began and probably will take with them all throughout it. I mean, it's an epidemic.
Yeah.
If we can call it that, the amount of time being spent with technology as opposed to each other. And this is the essence of the problems that you deal with.
Yeah. You know, honestly, it's never going to go away.
No, so we can't rant against it.
That's reality.
It is reality.
It's reality. But what I'd like to tell parents is how they can help their teen be healthy and have a balanced life with the social media, with the electronics in their hand. And really, to me, that's where they're growing. And they're growing in the fruit of the Spirit. I mean, that last fruit of the Spirit, the neglected fruit of self-control, it's really, we need to mature that in people. And I see that people do not tell themselves no. I mean, how many people do you know that have a regular lifestyle of fasting, even once a year or quarterly? You know, like, just tell yourself no. Like, no, I'm not going to have a cup of coffee for 30 days. See what your flesh tells you. See who's in control.
I'd get a headache.
That's what, right?
That's what my flesh tells me. Have some of this.
Right. And imagine with the teenagers.
Sure.
So they're bombarded. They're bombarded. And then how about, you know, we haven't even touched on pornography. And I'm very big on the camp on modesty and purity. Very, very big. I have a high bar. I have a dress for success code where I teach them how to present themselves to the world in a way that would be pleasing to our king.
Well, porn is an entry drug. We know that. It's the first point of contact for a lot of young people with a less clothed member of the opposite sex, and they don't know what to do with it. And it leads them to feelings and desires that we didn't have to deal with until we were much older, at least at my age. And I think what they're learning to handle right now and what we've got to help them with is that to keep their eyes off of it, that our eyes were never meant to see that. My eyes were never meant to see anything naked but my wife.
That's right.
And that's really what God's intention is.
Yeah. So we talk about all those tough issues at camp.
That's good. Young people have to be talked to about it because parents aren't talking about it. I don't think parents know how easy it is for kids to get porn on their phones and how accessible it is. And it's very hard to block.
Well, I learned the hard way, and it's so funny because my son was so innocent.
Yeah.
Listen to what my son, he's now 18, but we were talking to him about all these issues, and he said, Mom, the first time I ever saw it was after Dad took me and had, like, the man talk, like the birds and the bees, and explained about sex and everything. He goes, I was so curious of what he was saying. I wanted to see what it looked like. And I don't know what he put in. But that was where I'm like, are you kidding me? It's Daddy's fault.
Right.
Because he was trying to, you know, educate you that you're turning into a young man. And so that was an innocent exposure. And then after that, you know, we learned because he, thank God, confessed it. And he felt so horrible and so dirty. But imagine these young people that just stay steeped in it and their friends are all into it. And then they're sharing it and they expose other people to it, which is, I mean, that's tragic. You know, when you're a young child, you trust them with a friend. And then the friend goes, look, and then they put it in their face because of the electronic.
Well, I remember in high school when we dealt with this issue, all the boys would gather in the library and look at National Geographic magazine. And we'd take a look at things that we shouldn't be looking at in National Geographic. My goodness.
Right.
That everything changes, but still the temptation is always going to be there. And you're doing a good work in at least exposing and helping young people to look at this.
One of my favorite parts of camp, and camp is a very interesting experience. It's like a lot of puzzle pieces come together. My background is in film and television and broadcasting and drama, and I love all that. So I bring it into camp, and I did a show called Love, Marriage, and More. Because what do teenagers want to talk about? Dating and how'd you know they were the one? So what I've done is made this evening feature where they feel like they're coming to a show, and it's like kind of like talk show style, and I put a panel of these 20-something-year-old mentors who are doing life with excellence. Uh-huh. And one of my favorite stories is a young man named Isaac Hoza, who was a UM football player, and he came on the show, and he was telling the teens, yes, I'm still a virgin, I'm going to give that to my wife as a gift, and all the other UM football players know it, and I don't care. And they make fun of me and whatever. And, you know, you see teenagers just go, wow. It's one thing for my mom to say it or my youth pastor to say it, but to see this 20-year-old good-looking UM football player, like, he's really doing it?
Mm-hmm.
And then other stories, you know, of how I had a young married newlywed couple. They were so cute, and how they were telling that they were the only hands they've ever held each other, or the only lips each other's ever kissed because they waited till marriage, and how they knew each other was the one. So I'm constantly putting people of excellence in front of their eyes throughout the camp, to do the week with them as mentors, and even throughout the year. Between camp, I do monthly mentor events where we keep bringing them together. I said the eagle's nest. I want those eagles around other eagles. So they're strong and they can fly together. And right now they started a blog and a vlog. So if any of your listeners want to check it out, we have a YouTube channel, which is Elevate Life. But when we're on all the social media, Facebook and Instagram. But on the website, identify.life, you'll see a tab that says blog. Check it out. It's the teen leaders, which I call TLT, Tomorrow's Leaders Today. They are literally writing and doing videos for parents, advice to parents.
That's great.
It's so cute. I mean, I'm so proud of them. I can't say enough about it. So it's turned even into a leadership team and monthly events, and now the camps are annually every summer. This summer, it's at Embassy Suites on Deerfield Beach. So, and it's coming up. It's June 25th to July 1st.
Okay. You might want to spell Elevate Life out for the listeners.
Okay. Yes. We have a play on words with the number 8 in the word. So
right.
It's spelled E-L-E-V, number 8, L-I-F-E.org. ElevateLife.org with an 8 right in the middle.
And then the information on the summer camp is on identify.life.
Right. You can really find it either way. It's on the events page of both places as well.
Okay, well, we're running out of time, but I don't want to let you go without giving parents that are listening to this or maybe youth pastors who are hearing you, give some advice in leading young people today. If you had to give one piece of advice to a young leader of other young people, what would you say on how to lead them?
Well, in the words of one of my young leaders, that it's who you hang with. You know the quote that says, show me your friends and I'll show you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And if your friends and the people you surround yourself with really identify with being a son or a daughter of the King and having that personal walk, then that's going to infuse into everything that they do. So like when I spend time one-on-one with a teenager, that's really my heart, is to continually show them who they are. And so they can stand on solid ground. And from there, life becomes the great adventure. I have a banner up at camp, the great adventure. Because a life with God, when you know who you are and you know he's behind you and all the resources and all the strength through the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit, everything, life is possible when we align ourselves. So I teach them that. I tell them, please align yourself with who you are. And of course, you know, loving on them and showing them, really inspiring them. I like to inspire them to know. If I hear a young girl say, if I say to her, who are you? And she goes, I'm the daughter of the King. I'm the princess. I go, oh my gosh, I did my job. They know who they are now. Now
that's
it's
good.
Like the ball starts to roll. So it's exciting.
You've been listening to Dr. Andrea Hazeem. You can connect with Elevate Life at Elevate Life, and that's with the number 8.org, or you can find her at identify.life. I strongly recommend the summer program for youth that you know, whether they're troubled or not. It's a great place for them to develop self-esteem. Any last words, ma'am, before we move on?
I would love to offer your listeners a special promo code.
Okay.
I know it's a little late and camp enrollment is ending, but if you contact me through the website and you mention Charisma, then I will be happy to offer you $100 off enrollment.
That's great, and it's well worth it. So again, you can find her at identify.life, and she's got that promo code for you. Just use the word charisma. Dr. Hazeem, I want to thank you for being a part of our show. You've done a great job of explaining your nonprofit organization, and I'm so thankful that we have people like you that can help out our youth at this time of age when they really need you. So thanks for being on our show.
Thank you. Yes, it was a pleasure. Thanks.
God bless you, and God bless your event, and I hope you just really change some
lives. I received that. Amen.
Amen. You've been listening to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you all. Hi, this is Steve Green again, and I'd like to ask you to come over to our Charisma Podcast Network Facebook page and like it. That's not asking too much. Will you just kind of come over and push one of those thumbs up buttons and like our Facebook page? I don't know what it does for us, except it allows us to reach you easier. We can promote our stuff. We can let you know when we've got a new podcast. And by the way, we've got 5 new podcasts coming, 5 brand new podcasts. You don't want to miss out on that information. So come over to the CPN Facebook page and like us. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's blog, visit www.ministrytodaymag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.